real thanks to everyone who's assisting with the sales of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. I saw on the site, and this is the first time I've been on since I've been back, that we're almost halfway there, 931 books sold. Thank you all very much. It's really a source of enthusiasm for me that these books are going so fast, at least by comparison to the previous ones. And, well, Indradum the Maharaj was berating me for printing 2,000 copies. He said that 10,000 copies of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani should be sold. In fact, he said he would take personal responsibility for selling them on his travels if they're made available to him, which is really kind of him, because his travels means that he's also fundraising for his festival program. Right now I'm just sitting here in Budapest, and I have about 10 different maps of Vrindavan strewn all over the place, along with different manuscripts, and it's wonderful. I'm learning where every single village is in Brajamandala and the pastimes that took place there. Right now I've just been absorbed in Kaman and Kamyavan and the wonderful pastimes that took place there. For instance, in Rameshwar Setubhanda, which is a large lake just in Kaman town. And one day the gopis had seated Radha and Krishna on the bank of the Kund, and they were serving them in different ways. And at the same time they were observing that there were some monkeys jumping from the tree branches into the lake just to cool off. And then some of the monkeys came over and bowed down before Krishna. So Lalita Devi, she was in a humorous way speaking to Vishakha that when Ravana kidnapped Sita Devi and took her to Lanka, then those monkeys, they built a bridge of stones across the ocean on Lord Ramachandra's order. And by the grace of Lord Ramachandra, the stones floated on the water, and monkeys and Lord Ram could walk across that bridge. And when Krishna heard this, then he picked up on the hint that he was sort of being belittled. And he told Lalita, "Well, listen, Lalita, I'm Raghunath, I'm Lord Ramachandra, and there's no difference between him and me. Only difference is that at that time I was the son of King Dasharath, and I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj." And Lalita smiled at him. She said, "Well, that's easily said, but Lord Ramchandra built this bridge over the ocean with stones. So if you're him, then let's see you do that now across this lake. If you can, then we'll believe you." So then Krishna took up the challenge, called all the monkeys, and, well, there's different versions. Some say that when Krishna touched stones with his hand, then the stones began to float. Others that Krishna played his flute and the stones began to float. And the monkeys happily ran across the bridge to the other side of the lake. So when the gopis saw this, then everyone believed that yes, he is actually Lord Ramachandra. And then since then, that lake has been called Rameshwar Setubhanda. Anyway, it's a phenomenal amount of work writing these books, but I get a lot of encouragement when devotees assist in selling them. So thank you all very much. I have no questions. Rather, no one has sent me any questions to answer. And last night it rained. Today it's clearing up over here in Budapest. Devotees are headed out on Sankirtan, and Yesterday evening I had another preaching program, as my regular preaching programs here in Budapest, with some of the guests who have already been cultivating. And prior to that, Madhavananda Prabhu is here. Madhavananda, who is in charge of Gopal Jew Publications, the writings and words of His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj. He married one of our Hungarian girls, Krishna Kund, and he came here to visit their parents, and he'll be traveling around Hungary giving classes to the devotees in the different temples. He's here in Budapest and be coming here to stay at the temple, I think, tomorrow or so. Well, I think that's it for now. I'll wait for you to all send me some questions and in the Ask SRS, and then I'll be happy to answer them. Once again, thanks to all the book distributors, and all the best to everyone. Hare Krishna.